This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Lynn Neary. A series of explosions rocked the London subway system today. A U.S. law enforcement official told the Associated Press that at least 40 people have been killed. Britain's Sky TV is reporting that at least 45 people were killed and 1,000 wounded in 4 blasts. Explosions occurred at several underground railway stations. One of them was the Liverpool Street Station, where Connie Furukawa was on her way to work when the attack happened.
I was on the tube network from Bethnal Green when we were told to evacuate all the tube stations. Now, we didn't realise at the time that this was a major incident, and people around me were just annoyed that, you know, we couldn't get to work. And it was very interesting to watch the mood change from sort of dismay to people are actually quite scared and panic-stricken. Liverpool Street is a centre of a financial district for London, so there were many, many people in suits on their way to work to the financial districts in London, and lots of buildings were being evacuated. There were police everywhere.
The explosions also rocked a packed double-decker bus in central London. David Jones was on a nearby bus at the time of that attack.
Suddenly there was this thud. People on the bus suddenly said there's been an explosion behind us, and people rushed to the front of the bus. People evacuated our bus, and there was a lot of smell. There was not a lot of fire, but there was a lot of smell of an explosion. And at that point, people obviously wanted to walk away as quickly as they could from what they had seen. There was no glass falling, there was nothing, but there was the thud, and the roof of the bus has come off.
President Bush, who is in Scotland for the G8 meeting, met by secure video conference with national security and homeland security officials earlier to discuss security in this country.
This morning I've been in contact with our homeland security folks. I instructed them to be in touch with local and state officials about the facts of what took place here in London and to be extra vigilant as our folks start heading to work.
President Bush speaking at the G8 meeting in Scotland.